Grand Portage State Park Visitor Center grand opening is on Saturday, and Park Manager Rick Nowitzki and naturalist Anna Deschamps are with us. And first question is, the Visitor Center opens on Saturday, so who'll be there? Any special activities?
The visitors can expect a lot of activity here at Grand Portage State Park. There's going to be a lot of people on site from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's going to be a number of people from all of our partners, which include the Grand Portage Band, the Department of Natural Resources, the Minnesota Department of Transportation, and Explore Minnesota Tourism. There's going to be visiting naturalists from other state parks that are going to be doing some family-friendly programs between the Visitor Center and the waterfall. They're going to be situated along the trail, and topics include wolves, black bear, fall colors, and some geology of the area, as well as Lake Superior. There's make and take projects for kids at each one of those stations. We have local community members doing a traditional wild ricing demonstration. It's hands-on. The visitors are welcome to be involved in that. We're going to be having children's stories in the multipurpose room at different times during the day. And the Grand Portage Veterans are going to be holding a fundraiser starting at 11 o'clock, where they're going to be selling fresh fish nuggets, moose brats, fry bread, chicken wild rice, soup, and some beverages. Our building dedication ceremony is at 12 o'clock, and that's where we're going to be having a few short speakers. Norman Deschamps, the tribal chairman of the Grand Portage Band, will be speaking, and then also a representative from the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Transportation.
I'd like to describe, try and paint a short visual picture of the dedication hour. Around the noon hour, we'll have Grand Portage drum here and the hummingbird dancers, young ladies in regalia that will be interacting with the drum. And the Grand Portage royalty for 2010 will be dressed in their regalia and holding the ribbon for the ribbon cutting ceremony. All of those things will be in the foreground and the new building in the background, and that should be a pretty neat thing to see.
Well, Rick, this building project has been going on for some time. When did it start?
There's a number of dates that come to mind. The first opening of the park back in 1994, some of the listeners might remember that, was underneath the big wolf birch tree, and I remember that being really well attended. And then 15 or more years went by, and the Grand Portage Band and some state legislators started talking about getting something more than the boardwalk and overlooks at the falls here. So I think it was about 4, maybe 5 years ago, funding was set aside for planning, and then the next year some development funds were made available. And it's been a long time coming, but it's all been worth it. We had a sneak preview for the Grand Portage community of the exhibit hall, and it was really well received. We're really excited about the Saturday event that's going to welcome the entire public to join in the celebration here at Grand Portage State Park.
Well, Anna, once the opening celebration is over on Saturday, what regular activities can we expect to find at the park?
Well, beginning in October, I'm going to start doing some programs, which will be based around a number of themes. We'll be using our exhibit area heavily, and a lot of the programs will talk about the seasonal lifeways of the Grand Portage Ojibwe, as well as other fun activities. Beginning in October, you can check our website, Grand Portage State Park website, and we'll be having a program schedule.
We've been planning the exhibits actually longer than we've been planning the buildings. And when I say we, I don't mean park staff as much as I mean the local community. It's a small but very dedicated group of folks from Grand Portage that made up our exhibit planning committee. And by the way, they also had a lot of influence on the building design also. Our goal was to try and give visitors to Grand Portage Reservation, Grand Portage State Park, try to create a sense of place so that they could get a feeling for, you know, what it's like for the people that have lived here forever. And I think we've been successful at starting to pull that off.
This visitor center replaces the old rest area information center, and so this is what, quite a bit bigger and more to it, or how does it differ?
This is a combination of a number of different functions. Of course, the new visitor center, the Department of Natural Resources, Parks and Trails, but also Minnesota Department of Transportation is represented here with the Class 1 highway rest area, which is really a new thing. So we have space for, you know, any size vehicle in the a larger parking lot. And then the third component, of course, is the Travel Information Center that was located at the old rest area on the other side of the mountain. So that's all folded into one operation here under one roof now.
Anna, remind us again what the time schedule is.
Events begin at 10 o'clock in the morning and go until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At 12 o'clock is the building dedication ceremony. And at 11 a.m. is when the food begins being served.
We've been speaking with Grand Portage State Park Manager Rick Nowitzki and naturalist Anna Deschamps. The Grand Portage State Park Visitor Center grand opening is Saturday.